everybody.
Hey.
Tom and Travis here. Welcome back to Give Us the Launch Codes. Tom, have you been?
I've been having a lot of fun with Lent.
I imagine by the time this episode comes out, it'll either be like the week after Easter or like the second week after Easter.
I gave up stuff. Not one thing, what you're supposed to do as a normal Catholic. Nope, my mom egged me on a little bit, and I gave up four things for Lent. You want to know what my dumbass did?
Yeah.
I gave up snacking.
Oh, no.
I gave up sweets, which I am sad to say I accidentally broke at work because it was a dude's 25th anniversary at work, and there was cake, and I just saw, ooh, cake, yum. Yeah, but I gave up that. I also gave up TV.
Sans the TV that your two-year-old watches.
Except that, yes, because I'm watching a lot of Bluey, which is okay. Paw Patrol, which I'm okay. Rubble and Crew, which I'm okay. Thankfully, my eldest loves Pokemon right now, so the first four seasons, yay! But no, I gave up TV, so I'm behind on The Pit. I'm behind on Newtopia and just overallness. I did say, though, the news and music was okay, so that's nice. And just regular old movies on the Blu-ray. And what sucks is it's getting hotter, and my dumb ass gave up alcohol. It's not like I'm a heavy drinker. It's just I like a beer after work or like a little gin and, Sprite on the rocks. But nope.
Doesn't alcohol make you warmer?
Not if you do it right.
Okay. Because I always, often when I drink, I always feel like more a bit flush.
I work 8 hours in a negative 10, negative 20 degree environment, so it's good. It's okay. And I have it ice cold on the rocks. Or frozen for about an hour beer. You know, I love my Green Label Foster's. Let me tell you that. I love that. I throw that big old oil can in the freezer for about an hour. So, it's been a fun Lent.
I gotta try that oil, or not oil. The beer in the freezer.
It's nice, yeah. No, I like it in an oil can, folks. And anyone who doesn't know what an oil can term means, ask your dad. But yeah, no, it's not doing that again. Next year I'm giving up one thing! I gave up four because I got egged on a little by my mom. It's not happening again, damn it. That's our producer laughing at me because she knows how much I love my beer and my gin. And she also knows
Tom
my mom.
Tom drinks a lot more than I do.
We're a lot of Catholics all together, Irish and Roman.
I'm a lapsed Catholic. That's why I'm not doing any of this.
That's why I'm getting made fun of right now because I'm just the dumb one. Oh, everyone at work made fun of me too. Like, you're an idiot. And some of my coworkers are a little more hardcore of Catholicism and Christianity. They're like, oh, you stupid. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're a dumbass. What the fuck were you thinking?
I hope some of those people are Catholic, and it's not just like.
No, they are. They are. Okay. They were making fun of me for dude. Like, dude, I just gave up being a jackass, or I just gave up being a. Yeah. One of them said, "I just gave up being a jackass. I just gave up being a smartass." No, me. I was like, oh, I had to give up four things. Like, healthy. I want cake. I want a macaroon. I want a big old bag of sour cream and onion Lay's chips right now. Mm. And I want them kettle cooked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want beer. I'd like to watch The Pit because it's really good and I'm behind.
Oh, yeah. No, it's getting... I finally started watching it thanks to your recommendation. It's really good.
You're probably going to pass me.
Probably. How many more weeks of this do you got?
Enough to piss me off.
Okay, because I think there's three more episodes left.
I'm behind like three.
Okay.
But anyway, Lent's good though. You know, it's. I'll say one more thing before we move on to the episode. My mom reminded me, like, hey, you know, Jesus gave up a big sacrifice for us. We can do the same. You know, he gave up stuff. And I said to my mom, you mean giving up a game plan for after he died because his apostles kind of wanted just to save their asses? So we questioned the Bible and so many fucking editions, and there's how many different variations of Christianity and Catholicism? Yeah, my mom didn't like that. She's a very dedicated Catholic woman. And a Roman Catholic, too. So, yeah. Yeah, so dedicated, I was baptized butt naked, by the way, when I was a baby.
Well, so was I.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I was butt naked. So my mom was a little upset by that, and I was a little, you know, being a smartass, I gave her a hug. So anyway, this episode.
Yeah, what are we doing? We're doing a fun one this time.
We're doing a fun one, but first of all, let's talk about our sponsor. By the way, speaking of giving up stuff and funniness, I don't know if you know this, Travis, but during our first Fuck It episode, we forgot to fully talk about our sponsor. They got a little mad at us. Don't worry, we're not going to court yet, but we have to talk about a sponsor we overlooked. Our sponsor that we forgot, folks, Handjobs. That's our sponsor, Handjobs. They're nice. They're nice. Get to cuddle while doing it. Dirty talk. Maybe you get to make out. Can't go wrong with a handjob. Nothing wrong with it. I like them. They're fun. It's warm. Hand jobs. They're really, you know, lend a hand. They're great on a first date, let's be honest.
Lend a hand. Is that on the copy that they gave you?
It's what their lawyer said I had to say, or we're gonna be going to court soon. So I don't know about you. I don't want to put a suit on. I don't like ties. So lend a hand to your significant other, folks. Hand jobs are great on a first date, let's be honest. Don't have to do much. Just, it's nice. Get to have a conversation. You can play a video game while doing it. Go to the theaters. Nothing wrong with it doing it in the theaters. So our episode today.
I'm not commenting on any of this.
They're good dry and wet. Now.
Spit take. I just did a spit take with my water. I'm glad I didn't get it on my microphone. God damn it.
So, this episode. This episode. We thought we would talk about something that is probably on everyone's mind to some degree when you're in the car or at home. Songs that are just played too much. This here is going to be a moratorium for songs.
These are songs that are used too much and need to go into a time capsule for at least 10 years.
Legally.
So that we can figure out what to play instead and learn how to admire other music.
Even if it's from the same fucking band!
Now, Tom, you compiled a list, of 53 songs on that little notepad there?
I didn't know when we were doing this. Travis was like, yeah, we'll just talk about 5 each or nothing. I went on a, I can't say drunken tirade, once again, Lent, so I went on a sober tirade. I wrote down 53 songs.
Do you think you would have created a more balanced list if you were drunk?
I think I would have, because I was also thinking of going to 100, but then I'm like this. I'm too sober for that. I just want to.
I think you and I were, when we made our list, we were operating on different criteria. I think for you, it just seemed like, what are songs that you hear all the time on the radio? I was thinking, what are songs that you hear everywhere? Not just the radio, but in commercials, on TV shows, and movies, and at public events.
I was operating under anger. I even wrote down the radio stations.
Which does not mean anything if you don't live here.
No, this is definitely a SoCal thing right now. Maybe San Francisco might have a little.
If you're going to diss K-Rock, nobody outside... I don't think K-Rock exists outside of SoCal. 106.7? Well, that's the Christian Gospel Hour station where I live.
So since I know you only have, 6 or 7, I'll let you go first.
I have 7.
Share 2.
So the criteria I was working on are songs that I otherwise would like, but I hear too much of and want to stop. So I put down an honorable mention, and it's an honorable mention because I actually hate this song anyway, Fight Song by Rachel Platten.
Yeah!
Because I don't want to put that in a time capsule. That was my producer, by the way. I don't want to put that in a time capsule for 10 years. I want to throw that in the dumpster so that it could go to an incinerator. Because fuck that song and fuck Rachel Platten. I'm told that is like everybody's cancer song, which I feel insulted on behalf of cancer patients everywhere. I say that as someone whose grandmother died of cancer. Thank God she died before this song came out. Cancer patients, you need a better song. And there are way better songs that exist, trust me. But that's an honorable mention because that song sucks my balls. My first song that I have on the list, and I have the list in alphabetical order, Amazing Grace Traditional. AKA the funeral song, the ultimate funeral song. I've been to so many funerals for family members that have this song sung, and apologies to my mother if she's listening to this. You know, I know that we we sang this song for when, you know, like both your parents passed away. I know that your parents love this song. I'm sick of it. I'll sing it for you at your funeral.
But that is it.
Like, I love you enough where I'll honor your wishes, Mom. We're not singing it at my funeral. I've heard this song too many times. I have seen this song depicted in other funerals on TV and film.
I hated it in Chronicle with Michael B. Jordan when his character died. I hate it. That pulled me out when I heard that. I was like this. Really? He gets that?
Yeah, that's the big thing. It takes you out. It takes me out. It's like, oh, we're doing this again. Therefore it does not immerse you anymore. It doesn't immerse me anymore. So yeah, I think, you know, Amazing Grace, we need to put that away.
Going in the time capsule.
Do we just want to do all of mine?
Yeah, do yours first. Okay. Yeah, mine's a member. I have.
Maybe you can cross some of yours out if I mention them. Next up is All Star by Smash Mouth. You know what's weird? I didn't even know. So hot take. I'm not like a big Shrek fan. I never cared for Shrek. I think I saw it once when I was a kid and I wasn't really into it. So therefore I completely forgot that All Star by Smash Mouth was like the big song from that fucking movie. It's an okay song, but I hear it too much.
Fun fact about that song though, in case you didn't know, the first ever time it actually was in a movie was Mystery Men with Ben Stiller.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Like, I remember one time I heard it used in an Applebee's commercial. And, like, the song is so overplayed that I was expecting the commercial to make a joke about the fact that they were using that song, but they didn't. It was just, here's the background song to show you our meal deals that we have at fucking Applebee's.
The problem with that song, too, it got so overplayed that it, like, ruined the song. And when you first hear it, you're like, no, this is nice. I like it. Like, it's musically well done. It's got its nice flows and beats. And then after 10 times in 1 hour, you're like, oh, shit. It was played all the time in elementary school. Shrek did ruin it. When you hear it, you're kind of just like, oh, why can't all that glitter just go the fuck away?
Yeah.
All right, going in the time capsule.
Gonna get some hate for this. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
No, I agree with you. Fuck that song.
Yeah, that's very fascinating song in terms of like how it's structured and the many different parts to it. I love rock medleys like that, but it's overplayed.
That's the one we share, by the way. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. No, I think it's overplayed because when it comes to like that operatic rock that people are like, oh, but it starts off like this and then it gets into that guitar solo. I'm like this. The band, yes, their song, I've Seen All Good People, that's a better way of doing it. Mm-hmm. I've seen all good people. Yeah, that is way better than Bohemian Rhapsody in the case of like, but it's rock operatic, it's great. I'm like, no, there's better bands have done it.
I could say that about other Queen songs too. We Are the Champions is overplayed, or it's like a joke. It's like a joke song now. And maybe, I don't know if it was a joke song when they came up with it. But I don't know.
They played it straight. No.
They played it straight? Okay, yeah, because it's like a joke now. It's like a meme.
Bohemian Rhapsody sucks, I agree with you. And you know, it's like, Mama just killed a man. Why couldn't your mom kill you?
Oh.
No, that song sucks! Like, shh.
I wasn't gonna go there, but okay.
I hate that song.
Okay. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
I am with you on that one.
Yeah.
That's not their best song, too. They have better songs! They have way better fucking songs!
Yeah, they do.
And our high school ruined it for me too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Every dance, that was the last dance song. I'm like, this song's...
I'll have to look up the chart history of that song, but like, what was it in like 2008 versus late 2009? Because you know what happened in late 2009, and that is what you missed on Glee. Because they did that in their pilot, and that was like, you know, sensational show. Glee was like a great show for like a half season. Like, the first half of season one was kind of great. And then once they, like, realized that they could just be a goof-tastic theme show, and Ryan Murphy fell for his worst impulses like he does in a lot of his shows, especially a lot of shows that he does with Ian Brennan, of which Glee was, like, their first collaboration. Yeah, it went to shit after that. But, yeah,
If you want good Journey songs, by the way, folks, because really, the fact that Don't Stop Believing is the only Journey song that's only played, let me give you some really good Journey songs. You have Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin', Faithfully, yeah. Open Arms, Any Way You Want It, Separate Ways. No, Don't Stop Believing is not their... No, it's just... fuck that song.
Not Any Way You Want It. I disagree on Any Way You Want It.
I love Any Way You Want It.
I think that song is crap.
Oh, I love that song.
I think that song's even worse, to be honest.
What else you got going in the time capsule?
What else do I got? I got the Jeff Buckley cover of Hallelujah, also a Shrek reference.
Oh, yeah. That was...
not Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley. The one that, which is like the one that everyone knows.
Was Leonard Cohen's version the Watchmen one?
It might be.
And the Snyder one, right? That was his?
I think so,
for the Snyder cut of Justice League. But that song in general, Hallelujah, needs to just stop.
Definitely don't play it at Christmas time. It's like, you know, generally that it's not a Christmas song, and it was written by a very devout Jewish man, so that also doesn't make sense to don't play it for Christmas. And that's really not what that song's about, and I don't know. I think Shrek ruined that. I liked it before I found out it was on Shrek, and I found out that most people in my peer group saw it in Shrek, and I'm like, oh, that makes me like the song less.
I'm glad at least in Watchmen they played it over a sex scene. That was nice.
That is an appropriate way to use that song.
Yeah, have sex to it.
Yeah. Okay. Lastly, this is a song I never hear on the radio, but I've heard it in commercials for like 2 decades. How You Like Me Now by The Heavy.
Is that a How You Like Me Now?
That one.
How You Like Me Now? Hey. Oh, that's in like a lot of movies. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard it on a commercial the other day. I remember hearing it. I don't know if it was a car commercial or an investment commercial. I think it was in a Super Bowl commercial at one point. I've heard that song. It's like once a year, that song is used to advertise a new product. That we need to put that fucking song away. We gotta find something else to play, guys. It's like, as soon as that license is over, the record label needs to be like, we need to close this in our Disney vault and not open it again until 2030, you know? Or 20, no, no, no. Sorry, I forgot what year it was. We'll just say 2050.
Oh, Entourage played it a lot. Ted. Yeah, now I'm remembering more. Yeah, no, that song.
Never watched that show.
Entourage is great. Okay. But yeah, no, that's a song that's been overplayed.
That's my list.
I like your list.
I'm looking forward to, hopefully I can add to it. Because I was actually kind of struggling. I got to like 6 and I thought, okay, I'm done. I think I got enough for the show, right?
Oh, thankfully for us, I did not struggle. And I wrote down 53.
Which ones are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about quickly all of them because they all need to stop. Oh, but I'm going to talk about the bands. I'm going to talk about the bands. Don't worry. I'm going to talk about the bands more.
All right.
So.
Because if you're just going to list them off, there's no conversation.
No. I'm not going to list them. I'm just going to talk about the bands and these songs that are overplayed. So let's talk about Queen. You said 2. Bohemian Rhapsody, I agree, overplayed, and it's not their best song. You said We Are the Champions, and so the sister song to that will be We Will Rock You. I am tired of hearing that on the radio.
Yes, that need, yeah.
I'm tired of that. Here's one. Oh, here's how you can
I
do it.
I liked it in A Knight's Tale.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
Fuck that song. Another One Bites the Dust. It's played too much. Overall, all Queen songs, really.
Which one of them would... Okay.
Body Language, I love that one.
I was going to say, okay, is that on your list?
No, I'm saying that song
love. No, I'm just saying, like, which of those songs do you like but think they're overplayed? That's what kind of I was operating with.
I like the way Killer Queen is. It's just overplayed.
Okay.
So overall, personally, me, I don't think Queen is an overall great band. They just have a couple of good songs that aren't played at all. Like, for me... Yeah, it's a hot take. Their songs that I like are Crazy Little Thing Called Love. I do like Body Language and Hammer to Fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Those are 3 good ones. And the one that everybody loves overall, and it's played on the radio a lot and hasn't got ruined just yet, is Somebody to Love. I think that song's beautiful. But the other ones I just talked about, Don't Stop Me Now, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Another One Bites the Dust, Bohemian Rhapsody, Killer Queen, and then the one they did with Bowie, Under Pressure. They need to be legally banned from the radio. Led Zeppelin, folks. You ready for that one, Travis? This is one you would disagree with me on, and I know it's a big, hot, controversial take. fuck Stairway to Heaven has played too much.
I love Stairway to Heaven. I love whenever it's on the radio. I love when the radio station plays like the full 7 minutes, because I'm like, man, I miss when you would have a rock song that was like a 5 to 10 minute ballad, and there's like multiple different layers to it. And Stairway to Heaven. No, that's the one Led Zeppelin I actually like listening
to. If you want a 7 minute plus awesome rock song, I will give you Led Zeppelin's 10 Years Gone, Achilles' Last Stand, Kashmir, When the Levee Breaks, hell, The Rain Song, In My Time of Dying. Like, there's way better Zeppelin songs. And it's not just that it's played too much. Also, Stairway to Heaven just sucks. So my operation of this list is you're playing the band's shittier songs.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Stairway to Heaven, it's just there's better Zeppelin songs out there, especially for a length of time. Ladies and gentlemen, go listen to 10 Years Gone. Black Dog, fuck that song. God, I hate hearing that song all the time on the radio. Oh, my God. I think Dazed and Confused is overplayed. It's a good song, but it's overplayed. Mm-hmm. Immigrant Song got ruined. And yes, Thor Ragnarok is to blame for that. And then...
I like the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo cover.
That's great. The lead singer from Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Oh my God. That's a good one. And I think this is overplayed too much because they have better just... It's just like, again, better songs overall. Rock and Roll. Been a long time since I rock and rolled. Okay. Just played too much. Okay. It's just there's so much in Zeppelin's catalog from, you know, Houses of the Holy and Led Zeppelin 1, 2, 3, and 4, and, you know, Physical Graffiti. It's like you're just playing like safe shit.
Yeah.
Like this, like I would love to hear on the radio The Crunge. Or, you know, I'd love to hear that on the radio more often. I love Fool in the Rain. I love when they play that. No. Let's get to U2, Travis.
What?
U2, the band.
Oh.
New Year's Day is played way too much.
So disagree.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it!
Like I said, I'm operating on different criteria than you are. I like when New Year's Day comes on.
I love New Year's Day.
Oh, God.
I will belt to the top of my lungs. Maybe it's true. It's true. We could break through.
I will be with you again.
I will begin again. Da 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 da.
Sunday Bloody Sunday. I think it's played way too much.
Oh.
Again, I know. Because here's the thing. There are better U2 songs. The Sweetest Thing, Desire. Hell,
Desire's great.
Desire's amazing. It's not played enough.
No, it's not. I will agree with you.
The entirety of Joshua Tree and Zoo Station. Sorry, Octoon Baby.
Yeah.
I wish Zoo Station was played more on the radio, but Octoon Baby and Joshua Tree... All of those songs should be played more. Yeah, I don't hear it enough.
Either of those would probably
those albums.
Arguably, you could have an argument over which of those two is their best album, period.
Oh, my God. I love Zoo Station. I love...
I have a soft spot for the War album, though, and those are both from the War album.
What's on the War album? Isn't that one...
New Year's Day, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Bad. It's not played
bad?
Enough. That's not played enough.
Bad is really good.
That's such a good... Oh, and All I Want Is You... Walk Away, you know, Walk Away, Walk Away.
No, hey, that's from the first album, yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. A boy tries hard to be a man. His mother takes him by the hand. That's a good one. I love I trip through your wires. All I need. Oh, the one we both enjoy. It's the fifth song after Bullet the Blue Sky. I forget the title, but it's, you know...
checking my phone, because I have that
one. Oh, God. You and I just really fell in love with that song together, and it was a really... It's a good... It's a great song. It could be one of the top 20 songs of all time. And then, you know what's funny? I'm slipping on how...
Bullet the Blue Sky, Running to Stand Still.
Yeah, Running to Stand Still. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she is raging, she is raging, and a storm blows up in her eyes, she will.
Like, you should sing that to your sons.
I do. I play it once in a while. They love it. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Those two U2 songs are played too much, New Year's Day and Sunday Bloody Sunday. There's an entire catalog. Okay, we talked about Don't Stop Believing by Journey, so there we go there.
Okay, so we're done with U2.
Yeah, we're done with U2,
sorry. Just those two songs. Okay, good.
No, I love U2. It's just those two.
I was getting scared, like, oh, God, what other U2 songs are you going to put on there?
No.
And they're, like, two of my favorites,
I don't hear Vertigo enough. Hello, at a place called Vertigo. Yeah, that. Oh, you look so beautiful tonight. Love that song. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Even, you know, there's the sweetest thing. Baby's got blue sky. Oh, Mysterious Ways. It's all right. Yes. It's all right. All right. Mm-hmm. So good. All right, so we're done there. Now, I don't know if you know of this band, Blondie, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
I think two songs by them are played too fucking much. Just overall, it's Call Me and One Way or Another.
That song too.
Call me. I
would rather hear Call Me than One Way or Another. I never liked One Way or Another.
Well, One Way or Another, they're going to be thrown into the time capsule, both those songs. So we're done with Blondie. Now, to everyone's mom's favorite band, talk about the Rolling Stones. And one song I am sick and tired of fucking hearing all the time, and it's on my way to work at fucking 1:40 in the morning, Sympathy for the Devil. It's a good song. Mm-hmm. I am tired of hearing it.
Okay, I like that you think it's a good
song.
Those are the songs that I want to talk about more, the stuff that you and I think are good songs. Yeah.
It's played too much, Sympathy for the Devil. The Rolling Stones has this huge catalog, and I love Beast of Burden. I love, you know, Beast of Burden. I love, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Plead for Your Sympathy. Yeah, no, Sister Heroine's a good song that you never hear on the radio. Yeah. They have great songs. They're a good band. It's just that song. Fuck. No. Okay, we're going to get on to a fun one. The Foo Fighters, ladies and gentlemen. I had a conversation with a coworker about this. It's almost these main songs are played so much. And the thing is, I enjoy the Foo Fighters as a band. I just think these are played way too much. Everlong, both versions, acoustic
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
The Pretender, My Hero.
There yes,
goes
yes.
my...
Never a big fan of that song.
Best of You. Mm-hmm. It's times like these, blah, blah, blah. No, I hate that one. And then Learn to Fly. So just those are, they're played so much. Give Foo Fighters a breather. Give them a break. Like Dave Grohl gave a break from his first marriage. Give these songs a break.
Ooh, yeah, I see you're halfway through one side of your paper there.
And I'm finishing that half here with a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Nicks, there's two songs. Landslide, and I know a lot of moms are going to get pissed at me, but yeah, no, I'm tired of hearing Landslide.
I'm tired of it.
You like it? You like Landslide?
I like Landslide. I like hearing Landslide on the radio.
Just played so much. And I'll say this.
Me in a good mood.
Smashing Pumpkins, their cover of that is even worse.
They did a cover of that
song? It's so bad.
It sounds like that would be bad.
It just whatever you're thinking, you're on the right track. But I just think that Landslide is just like...
Dixie, you know who had a good cover? Dixie Chicks.
Oh, they did?
The Chicks. But yeah, they had a really good cover of Landslide.
And you want to know the other Stevie Nicks song I'm tired of fucking hearing all the time? Mm-hmm. Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh. Said ooh. Yeah, I'm tired of Edge of 17. Tired of that song. I know that's a big thing for a lot of our moms. And our aunts and our older cousins who are female and sisters hate that song. Our producer agrees. Fuck that song.
No.
She wants that song.
No, never mind. That thumbs down. Sorry. That was not what the thumbs down was for.
I might not get food next recording session.
You got booed, buddy.
I think my producer's not going to let me sign the new contract. I hate the song. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I'm tired of that song. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a song, here's a band I want to talk about.
Apologies if any of these moments I say, I don't know that song, or I don't...
Thanks to my father being a musician, I've heard a lot of songs in my lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen, my lullabies were the Beatles. So I have a lot of fury and anger when I hear too much of the same shit.
My lullabies are Simon and Garfunkel, so...
And that's awesome.
Yeah, and I did not get sick and tired of listening to Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I never got tired of the Beatles. I just got tired of then hearing other songs so much, because, like, you know, there's other good shit out there! Mm-hmm. The Police. It's a band we all can enjoy.
Yeah. I like The Police.
I am getting tired of hearing Don't Stand So Close to Me on the radio so much. Don't stand.
Yeah.
Don't stand yeah. so... Don't stand so close to me.
It's not one of
those. Please don't stand. I like that song. I'm just tired of hearing it. Every Breath You Take.
Yeah. I switch to a different station when that song comes on.
Hey, by the way, that song, for people who know that song, funny thing, when that song came out, by the way, it's a big breakup song, where, like, the guy's a stalker breakup song.
Yeah.
Do you want to know where that song was mostly heard once that song came out in the 80s? Where that song was mostly heard and played around? Weddings, First Dance. Weird.
Yeah.
I am tired of hearing Roxanne. Turn on the red light.
Roxanne.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that. And then, I hate this song because it's a great honeymoon song in the sense of a relationship when you're just dating for when the first 5 months, mm-hmm. whether you're in middle school, all the way to when you're getting back into dating in your 40s. It's a great 5 month honeymoon song in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Every little thing she does is magic. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turned me on. I'm tired of hearing that so much.
I think Spectrum, the local cable company out here, they use that song a lot in a recent commercial. I've had that song in mind more recently.
God, like Synchronicity, you got Message in a Bottle, I'd rather hear more. What's that one song? A do, 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 da, 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 da,
yeah,
is
yeah.
all I want. That's a good like little honeymoon song phase. Mm-hmm. Tired of hearing that. All right, let's get on to some good controversy right here. Let's go and talk about Prince. The symbol.
Ooh.
The artist formerly known as Prince. Ladies and gentlemen, go fuck all yourselves. I'm tired of hearing Purple Rain. Just tired of hearing it. Tired of just... Whenever I hear that, the strum of that guitar, I'm tired. I turn it off. I can't. I get it. It's a great build-up. It's a nice moment. It's a feel-good drive song when you're driving. I never meant to cause you any trouble. No. Never meant to cause you any pain. Yeah. No.
Do you think we should have put that song away after he performed it in the rain at the Super Bowl?
He killed it. It's done. Put it in the box. We're done.
like, could you? It was like, you can never top that.
Purple rain. Done with that. I am tired of hearing 1999. Don't you want to go? 2000 party over, party like it's 1999. I'm just tired of hearing that.
Wait, did that song invent that catchphrase? Party like it's 1999?
That's the lyric of the song. That
okay.
is the song.
Okay. I thought that was just something people said.
No.
No, that's from a Prince song. Okay.
I am really tired of hearing Little Red Corvette. Little Red Corvette.
Yeah. Okay.
Honey, you got to slow down. Got to slow down.
Yeah.
She had a pocket full of Trojans.
I'm not a fan of that song.
Yeah. Pocket full of rubber. Yeah, it was a pocket full of rubbers, Trojans, some of them used. And Raspberry Beret. She wore a Raspberry Beret.
I don't mind Raspberry Beret.
It just played too much. I love hearing When Doves Cry. I love hearing Baby, I'm a Star. I would die for you. I haven't heard that in so long on the radio. I would die for you. Hey, Daddy, won't you want me to? Yeah.
Now we're getting like we're 3/4 down the list.
We're almost done. Just
are the like were any of these songs? Can you describe an instance with any of these songs where it's like it wasn't just you heard it on the radio and you got irritated? You heard it somewhere that wasn't the radio.
I like it when it's not on the radio because I barely heard it when it was not on the radio.
Well,
so
it's like you're watching, like, again,
okay,
you're watching a TV and you see a commercial and they use it and you're like, I don't want to buy this thing that they're advertising because they use that song and I'm sick of that song.
I watched the music video for Don't Stand Too Close to Me and I turned the channel. I was done with that shit. I would say, I think I've seen Don't Stop Believing on a trailer, in a commercial.
Yeah.
Queen, Up the Ass, Foo Fighters. I like, okay, My Hero by the Foo Fighters, I love it in the other guys.
That's the only time I've ever liked that song being used. That scene where they jump off the
building. So the setup of that is the two badass cops cameoed by The Rock and Samuel Jackson. These are like the badass cops. This isn't a spoiler, by the way, folks. This is the first 5 minutes. They're chasing these dudes. It's badass cops. And these guys jump, like, you know, a zip line down a big, tall building of a jewelry store. And they get to it, and they're like, oh, my God, these guys must be good. Yeah.
Special Forces zip line.
Put that line, go!
These guys are pros.
Thinking what I'm thinking, partner? Aim for the bushes.
And then they jump off this 13-foot story, right? And it's a, there goes my hero.
It's like
there's
a slow motion jump. Fall.
And you see, like, them falling, and then it camera pans down to their backs while they're falling down. And you're like this. Wait, where are they going to land on? Like, where are they going to... Flat into the concrete, dead.
You see, it's like the entire fall is in slow motion.
The entire 13-story fall is in slow motion. And
to the tune of that song.
And, yeah. And they fall on concrete, and Mark Wahlberg's best take on that was...
Wasn't even an awning in their direction.
No, I know.
Jump 20 stories. Doesn't make sense, does it?
That's the only time I'm okay with that song, I will say.
I think I've seen Call Me by Blondie on the commercials a ton of times. I like the way they edited Edge of 17 for that one Crown episode with Princess Diana when she was like angrily doing ballet dance.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. Under Pressure, they did that with the Muppets, I think, for like a Google commercial. Overall, it's mostly the radio. I've seen these here bits and pieces of movies and television. It's just overall, I'm tired of it being used because these bands, I guess my take on this when I'm listing off these bands have other songs. I'm not saying even just better songs because, yeah, Stairway to Heaven sucks. But overall, these bands have other songs. They have a catalog. It's not just this. These songs, like, Aerosmith, ladies and gentlemen, is the next band I
was thinking of. There's one Aerosmith song I have in mind.
And
I
think you know about it because it was played for when we did The Great Gatsby at our high school. I know you weren't a part of it, but we did The Great Gatsby at our high school. And one of the songs we had on the soundtrack was Dream On. And I hate that song.
Yeah. That song is like devoid of meaning now.
It just sucks. Whenever I hear it, I turn the station. Their version of Come Together by the Beatles.
Oh.
Yeah, no, yeah. Don't like it.
That was them, yeah.
The one song that everyone, I guess, overall loves is, you know, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Don't want to close my eyes, because I miss you, babe, and I don't want to. Whatever. I think it was an Armageddon.
I'm trying to think, is there any Aerosmith song I actually...
One I do like is Love in an Elevator, Living It Up While I'm Going Down. I'm tired of Sweet Emotion.
Okay.
Sweet Emotion.
Yeah.
Tired of that. Then Living on the Edge.
Okay.
Tired of that. So, yeah, Aerosmith has
other songs. What's the song that they had in Guitar Hero 3? They had a Guitar Hero song, I remember.
Oh, was it, Dude Looks Like a Lady?
No, it wasn't.
No. I like that song.
I was about to say, fuck that song.
Oh, I like it.
Not like that song.
It could have been Living on the Edge.
Did they do, was it like, or am I thinking of a different artist? God, people, please forgive me. Did they do the song that's like, is the same old story, same old song and dance with my friend? Was that an Aerosmith, or was that somebody else?
Is that Leonard Skinner? Don't get mad at us, people, but we're just... trying to say, I know it's the same old song and dance, my friend. While Travis looks that up,
yeah, Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock soundtrack.
Remember when Guitar Hero was a thing? Like, remember how awesome Guitar Hero 2 was? So while Travis is looking that song up, I want to talk about something close to my heart because my buddy here knows, my best friend, I'm a big Pink Floyd fan. I love Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
I love Pink Floyd. I love it so much that I'm tired of hearing these two songs played on the radio. Both come from the same album, The Wall. I don't know how, The Wall's a great album. I'm just tired of these two songs.
Yeah. There's a lot of really great stuff in The Wall, but this, yeah.
I am tired of hearing Comfortably Numb on the radio.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, same old.
Is there anybody in there? Mm-hmm. Just not if you can hear me. I don't want to hear you. So I'm not gonna nod. Sorry, what was that song?
I was interrupting. Same Old Song and Dance by Aerosmith. That was the one song.
That's not bad. I do enjoy that.
That's an alright song.
So, no, Comfortably Numb and Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, there are three parts. I'm tired of hearing Part 2. We don't need no thought control. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. I'm just tired of hearing it. I'm just tired. Because here's the thing. Pink Floyd has amazing songs from all these different albums, but they just play these two songs. Like, The Wall has a... You can just play The Wall in its entirety, and that's how it should be played, but folks, by the way, because The Wall is a story. But let's talk about Dark Side of the Moon here. You've got, you know, Eclipse. You've got Breathe. You got, what was it? What's that one song with, like, it got jazzy? The jazz.
Radio stations will never play this because it's like 13 minutes long, but I love Pigs, three different ones.
Yes! That's my favorite one! I love Animals album is great.
That song, like I would put that on a Halloween playlist because it's like a very creepy and mean-spirited song.
On the Run. Oh, Time. Time's a great Pink Floyd song. The Great Gig in the Sky is an amazing end of the world song, really. It's just a great song. But no, I love Pigs, three different ones. I love Sheep. I like how it, because it transitions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love Learning to Fly. Mm-hmm. I love Dogs of War.
I love the entire Wish You Were Here album.
Yeah, Cigar. Come in here, Dick. No, come in here.
Dear boy, have a cigar. Here, you're gonna go far. Yeah.
And even Shine On Your Crazy Diamond, and the whole, like, part 1 through 4, and then 8 through, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, there's, like, there's just these two Pink Floyd songs, and it's such a criminal disgrace to this great band when you look at everything they've done, from Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall, Animals, the Wish You Were Here album, Momentary Lapse of Reason is a phenomenal album.
I love every so often they'll play on the radio Welcome to the Machine.
Yes!
Oh, that's another song that's great for a Halloween playlist.
The Machine.
I remember, did you ever watch the show Person of Interest?
I think I got a couple of episodes, not fully through.
Okay, yeah, it's done by it's done by Jonathan Nolan, who later did Westworld. He did, like, the season 4 finale was played out with Welcome to the Machine, which is kind of on the nose, if you know what that show's. But it was a great scene, a great usage of that song.
The titular song, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
How I wish. It's a good song. You're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Yeah, that's a song you sometimes hear on the radio.
I used to hear it a lot, too. And I'm like, I'd rather hear that more than just these two songs that just sums up Pink Floyd.
Yeah, like, Another Brick in the Wall is like, it's weird to hear that song out of context because it's like, as its own thing, it's not one of their best works. It only makes sense in the context of the rest of the Wall album.
It has to be a part. Well, the Wall as a whole as an album has to be played just through. It has to play straight through. And the thing about, okay, when you talk about, okay, fine. Well, it's like, you know, yeah, school sucks. I'm like, okay, Alice Cooper did, you know, like, school's out forever. Yes. That's better.
That's a way better, get out of school song.
Oh, God. It's just, I love the Wall. And you just sum up Pink Floyd by these two songs taken out of context, really.
Yeah.
When you have, I love Learning to Fly as its own song because you put on your headphones, you really are transported with all the music, the instruments, the onto the distance, river of black, stretched to the point of no turning back, a flight of fancy. I hate what the radio did to this band and how it just summed up these two songs when they have so much more that is offered to them.
Yeah.
Even Mother.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you heard Mother on the radio? That's a hell of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Best one of that. I love the best part of that song and the whole album is, Mother, should I trust the government? And I've seen, my dad saw the actual Wall built live. And then he took me and my mom to see Australian Pink Floyd. And you know what happened both times when that line was, when that lyric was sung? You know what the entire audience said? No! Fuck no! And every time, it's just, The Mother is such a great song that every time I hear that line too, I'm just like, yeah. And it's so good with it angers me.
What's next?
Metallica!
Okay.
I'm just tired of hearing Master of Puppets and Nothing Else Matters. I'm just tired of hearing that. There's
a few other Metallica songs that get airplayed.
Here's the thing. So I'm glad you brought that up. I love Enter Sandman, and I don't care how many times it's played.
Okay.
I think it's great. And I think it's just the way that something's wrong, something's wrong. Heavy thoughts tonight in the Astawaii. Dreams of war, dreams of life, dreams of dragons, fire.
Yeah, I think I recently heard that at a karaoke thing. And I'm like, if you can't sing that on key, sing that on rhythm. I'm sorry, my wife just sent me, because she's listening to this, she said, Enter Sandman would be her cancer song.
That's a better cancer song. You know what I love about that song? I love the whole, now I lay me down to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep.
Where it quiets down and it builds up again. Yeah, that's great. That sounds great.
Pray, my Lord. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Pray the Lord my soul to hush, little baby. Don't say a word. And never mind that voice you heard. It's just the beast under your bed. In your closet, in your head.
I'm just thinking of that karaoke thing. Side note. And I'll repeat it again. If you're ever karaoke, if someone drags your ass to karaoke and you don't want to sing, here's the secret to pulling it off. You don't have to sing on key. You have to sing on rhythm.
Yeah.
And a song like Enter Sandman, that's a song you really have to sing on rhythm because everyone knows it. So if your timing is off...
Oh, you'll be judged.
It hurts to listen to.
It has to be sung perfectly.
If you're flat, it's okay.
With rhythm.
As long as you're on rhythm, because everyone else
honestly,
will sing along.
Honestly, that song is so great, because you're right, because it's rhythm and heart. You have to sing that with rhythm and heart, and everyone will lose their minds.
Mm-hmm.
You'll bring the house down.
Yeah.
So that's... I'm just tired of that. So, I want to talk about Ozzy Osbourne. I am sick and fucking tired of hearing Crazy Train. You know what I want to hear more? Patient Number 9,
mm-hmm.
Mom Coming Home.
Okay.
And then Paranoid with Black Sabbath. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm tired of hearing Crazy Train because Mom Coming Home and Patient Number 9. So there you go. I want to talk about a song that's going to piss you off right now because you can sing it so beautifully and amazingly, and I think it's your karaoke song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I want to talk about how I'm tired of hearing played so much anywhere too, because it was played first in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. That was a big one. I am tired of hearing. Yep. I'm tired of hearing Oingo Boingo's Dead Man's Party.
Boo!
Tired of hearing that song. Boo! I'm tired of hearing it. I'm just tired of it. It's played too much. They have other songs, Grey Matter.
They do.
Only a Lad. And you know what my personal favorite is? And please don't call the cops on me. I'm just saying the song is my personal favorite. Nothing else. Little Girls. I love little girls. They make me feel so good. I love little girls. They make me feel so bad. When they're around, they make me feel like I'm the only guy.
I love Danny Elfman. No. Dead Man's Party is like my karaoke go-to.
And you sung it beautifully.
I fucking love Dead Man's Party.
I'm tired of hearing it all the time, and it's a good song. It's like a top 10, 20 song of all time.
And Oingo Boingo, despite that, I think is a very underrated band.
Yeah. Dude, when was the last time you heard Grey Matter on the radio? Only a Lad.
Yeah.
Only a Lad. He didn't really need it. Only Grey. I love Grey Matter. Would be perfect right now, by the way, in what's going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm tired of that. Okay, we're almost done, folks. I got three more. Okay, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
I am tired of hearing Under the Bridge, and I am tired of hearing. And I know this one's gonna get me killed on the street here because of where we live. I am tired of hearing Danny California. You know what I'd rather hear? Mm-hmm. Breaking the Girl. That's a great song. Just that alone. Play that more. Play that song more. Tired of hearing Danny California, California resting.
Yeah, that's not my favorite.
And then Under the Bridge, I get it. It's a beautiful ballad. The whole thing with heroin, you know. Drive through the streets because she's my companion. I walk through the hills.
Those are my... Yeah, I'm more like Californication.
Dream of California.
Yeah, I like snow.
That's nice. You know what? Yeah. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Get away. I like that song way better. Oh, yeah. So, last one. I think we all can agree on this because this band has so many other songs just in general. But for some reason, by the way, side note about this song I'm about to say, apparently it's been dubbed the millennial, like, ballad. Mm-hmm. And what's after millennials is Gen Z?
Gen Z, yeah.
It's like Gen Alpha. It's well, these two, millennials and Gen Z, it's like apparently been hailed as the ballad for these two. I am sick. I hate hearing in any way, shape, or form Mr. Brightside by the Killers.
Oh.
I hate hearing that.
That's a song. You know what? I the more I listen to it, the more I love that song. I don't know why. I think, you know what it is? It's like, it's not so much like hearing it on the radio. It's hearing it with a group of people and watching all the white folks, all the fellow white folks get turned up at that song. Like, if you're at a dance or if you're at a wedding.
It's coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out as a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. I'm tired of that.
I anticipate destiny is calling me. Open up the evil eye. And hearing it, and that communal experience of being with a bunch of people.
Well, I'm not Mr. Brightside. Na, da, da, na,
na, na, na, na. I don't mind that song. I like it more. The more and more I listen to it, the more I like it.
You know, they have way better songs.
Yeah, perhaps. Yes,
Just a Friend.
Yeah.
Miss Atomic Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I wish I could hear that more on the radio. Shot at the Night.
Yeah.
It just, there's other songs, and I'm tired of hearing Mr. Brightside, and there's my list. I blame for all of this crap on 93.1, 95.5, 98.7, 101.5, 96.7, 95.1, 105.5, and 103.1. Fuck all you. There's better songs out there. Jack FM started as such a great radio station, and then it's like they sold out.
I want to point out something. We're kind of showing our skin tone here. We didn't have any hip-hop songs on there.
Because you know why? I'm not tired of hearing them.
Okay.
Because you know why? I don't hear them enough.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, they do get relegated to, like, only the hip-hop stations.
Which is dumb, because it's, like, 93.1 could be playing.
I want to say, like, I've heard a couple instances of hip-hop on 93.1, so maybe they're starting to expand. If I was to put one song on there that was more, like, hip-hop rap, it would probably be Gangster's Paradise by the late Coolio.
I love
hearing
it.
Just because I feel like I've heard that song parodied. Or no, not parodied. No.
It's actually been parodied.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was like, I want to leave Weird Al alone. I like Amish Paradise too. I've heard that song used in a lot of ironic ways. Like, I remember hearing that song used in a commercial for one of the Sonic movies.
Yep.
So it's like a joke song. Like, oh, the song's a joke and you can't really take it seriously anymore.
This is my joke song.
Yeah, single by Coolio featuring LV. LV was the singer.
I like hearing,
It's been the most I like. Yeah, that's it.
No gangsters, parent. Tater Tot likes it. I like hearing, Killing Me Softly.
Well,
with his song. I like, and I forget the band's name, but I love their version of No Woman, No Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bob Marley. Bob Dylan and Bob Marley. I like to hear both Bobs more.
Yeah.
Don't hear enough Bob Dylan. You don't, actually. And Bob Marley.
You hear Bob Dylan's songs just covered by other people that made it more fake. like Along the Watchtower, you're going to hear the Jimi Hendrix version.
And you know, that's the only Hendrix one played. What about Crosstown Traffic? What about...
not his song.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. But yeah, like you never hear, like, Along the Watchtower is so famous. Watchmen used the Hendrix cover. It's always
correctly. They used that.
They used it pretty good, yeah.
They used it correctly.
But it's always the Hendrix cover, and, like, you know, the Dylan cover. Yeah, Bob Dylan doesn't have the best singing voice. Sorry. Hell of a songwriter, not the best voice. He's very nasally the way he sings.
Except for when he does To Fall in Love.
Says the jockey to the king. But you don't hear Dylan. You don't hear Dylan's original versions enough.
No, you don't. No. Bob Marley, too. Like, all his songs. Just this whole, everything he did as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
it's just, yeah, these are songs we're just tired of hearing on the radio. We listed a lot. I know we went on, and I went a little crazy with my list because I was mad.
Good Lord.
I just got a lot of, yeah, I was mad. I was really mad and angry because these bands, the bands I said, it's just there's other songs they do, and they're not being listened to. They're not being, like, I mean, even, like, okay, for example, when Robert Plant did his solo career, In the Mood, so beautiful. I'm in the mood for a melody. I'm in the mood for a melody. I'm in the mood. Oh, you know what's a good Led Zeppelin song since we're both Tolkien fans?
Yeah.
Battle of Evermore. Mm-hmm. That's not played at all.
No.
It's like, gee, I mean, I think House of the Holy is a way better album than Led Zeppelin 4. I know that's a big thing to say right there. But no, it's like what about When the Levee Breaks?
Yeah.
Dude, that and Bullet the Blue Sky, those two are perfect together. They need to be played more.
You know what I think is criminal? And it's a band we didn't talk about, The Who. That, like, the Who's biggest songs were all used as theme songs for CSI shows. Mm-hmm. Which, first of all, I'm wondering, how the fuck did they pay for that license? and keep that license? You mean,
who the fuck are they? who the fuck are you?
I mean, it's like, did Jerry Bruckheimer really have that much pull in Hollywood that he could be like, yeah, I got this new show called CSI. I want Who Are You by The Who as my theme song. Like, how did they spin that? How did that happen? And then they got their best song, in my opinion, Won't Get Fooled Again, for the Miami spinoff.
Like, you now, think that's their best song?
I like Who Won't Get Fooled Again. And it makes me mad that everyone knows it as that my generation probably knows it better as the CSI Miami theme song. Worst of all, they know it for the meme of David Caruso saying a pun and putting on his stupid sunglasses at the end of the teaser. Like, they know it for the yeah bit. And I'm like, that song is so good. Why is the reputation of this song? Like, that was a reaction to the scandals of the Nixon administration. I mean, the final verse is this: meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Well, they're talking about Ford. Won't get fooled again. We're not going to get fooled by the lies of the Nixon, of the presidency. I think they were being too optimistic about that, but it's just...
Did CSI New York do Bob O'Reilly?
Yes. CSI New York did Bob O'Reilly. The short-lived spinoff CSI Cyber, remember that?
What did they do?
They did I Can See for Miles.
They did it?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I would love if a CSI show had the balls to do Pinball Wizard. There's the Pinball Wizard. That deaf, dumb, and black kid sure plays a mean pinball. Dude, Elton John. I love, it's an Eminence front. It's an Eminence front. It's a put-on. It's a put-on. As I put on down, 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 down. No, there's a, I would say
CSI has ruined The Who, is what I'm saying.
Unfortunately.
Fuck that franchise.
You know what a song I have not heard on the radio played by The Who, and it's the live version from, yes, and it's going from Woodstock. It's, and there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Yeah.
Try to help your son, but you're too young to vote. Yeah, The Who, CSI did a little too much with that. And you're right, I don't know how the hell all those shows got that.
Because I remember, like, you know, when they were making Star Trek Enterprise, they wanted to have the song Beautiful Day be the theme song for that show. Like, when they put the title sequence together, the editor used that song to, like, guide it. And then they ended up using... Faith of the Heart by Diane Warren. But the reason was they couldn't afford the license.
For Beautiful Day?
For Beautiful Day. Like, it would have been way too expensive. And maybe, then again, Star Trek is a very expensive show, so maybe it was a, you know, you got to know where to put your money when you're making something like that. But how the fuck did they get, how the fuck did they license four Who songs?
The big ones, too.
The big ones. It's like... Yeah, I got like with I Could See for Miles. I guess it was like, okay, what's the next biggest song they did that we haven't used? I don't know how they did that. Like, what was the money? What was the arrangement? I mean, oh god,
I'm
like Robert Townsend must have gotten like a He must have gotten paid way more for those stupid TV shows than he ever did when in his heyday.
I am surprised that CSI never got talking about my generation.
If they did like the Saturday morning cartoon version.
You know what? It's funny. You spoke of a band we didn't talk of. And I want to talk about this band because I think it's barely played on the radio and they need to be played more with all of its entirety. This band has literally an album of its number one hits. It's called The Beatles One, like The Beatles. Mm-hmm. Play all their stuff, like all of it. Like that would be great to hear come back on the radio. Not just, hey, Jude.
Yeah.
All of it, man. The Long Windy Road, Ticket to Ride. 8 days a week, Hard Day's Night.
I know there's a radio station. I don't know if...
All the Sgt. Pepper shit. Oh, no, it's, yeah.
It was like... 95.5
Breakfast with the Beatles every Sunday from, I think, 9 a.m. to 12. Yeah. I hear it all the time coming to work, but I'm like, but that's it. Like, but the thing is, it's like you have so much of this Beatles stuff you could be busting out here. And not just their big stuff, some of their small stuff, like I Love You More. Mm-hmm. You know, that one. For the first time in forever.
Yeah.
I love you more.
Run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl.
I can see her laugh at me. And I hear him say, hey, you got to hide. Or hey, bulldog. Dun, 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 dun. Even Yellow Submarine. Oh, I love the Ballad of Johnny Yoko. Mm-hmm. I love that one. Standing in the doctors of Hampton. Trying to get to Holland or France. Peter Brown called to say, you can make it okay. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Christ, you know it ain't easy. Do, you know. Help. I love Help. I love Help. It's a movie, by the way.
Yep.
Hard Day's Night. Just all their songs. I mean, even John Lennon. All you hear on John Lennon on the radio is Imagine. It's like, dude, Instant Karma. All We Are Saying, Give Peace a Chance.
Yeah, he did more interesting stuff than Imagine.
Yeah, they did way more interesting shit.
Yeah.
Even George Harrison. When was the last time you heard a George Harrison song on the radio?
You ever been to New York City?
No.
There's a part of Central Park, and it's like, it's facing the building where John Lennon was shot. Mm-hmm. But there's like, you know, a big like tile thing in the ground that says Imagine, and every time you go there, there's always a dude with an acoustic guitar. It must be like somebody just appoints himself one day, I'm going to be that dude with the acoustic guitar. He's always playing Beatles/John Lennon music. Just for all the passerbys. Anyway, wonderful little thing about being in that city.
Speaking of a Beatle, you know what Paul McCartney song I am super tired of fucking hearing all the time? It's the James Bond one he did. Live and Let Die. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing that.
That and Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
I love that song.
Fuck that song. Hate that song.
I love that song so much. I love that a lot. You know what would be... Okay, speaking of Christmas songs, I know you're going to say what the greatest Christmas song is of all time.
Can we just save that for like a separate...
No. I'm not talking... No. Not talking about Christmas song. I'm saying just to pivot to a band that plays your favorite Christmas song. When was the last time you heard ELP on the radio? Hmm. Not on... And here's the thing. The only time you hear them is during Christmas when they sing that song.
Yeah.
Israelites, right? Like, Father Christmas. Yeah, the ELP is... That's the only time you hear him on the radio.
I love that. I love Father Christmas.
But I'm saying, when's the last time you hear ELP on the radio besides Christmas time?
Yeah.
Tiger in the Spotlight, Carnival 9, Impressions 1, 2, 3, and, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking Watching Over You. I love Tiger in the Spotlight. Bass playing in my face, driving the elastic. Drums, listen as she comes, hammering the plastic. Keys are spinning on my knees. Freeze, you're shaking at the knees, doing something drastic. Changing the fantastic. Diamond tigers in the sky. Did you ever stop to wonder why? Yeah, no. ELP should be played way more, and in the entirety of all their songs. Mm-hmm. No, crop it and cut it.
Yeah.
Trinity song is great.
Yeah, bring back the 7-minute ballads.
I love their version of "Show Me the Way to Go Home." I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Everywhere that I roam, over land or sea or foam.
I think 10 minutes ago we concluded our rant about 10 or 15 minutes ago we stopped talking about the original topic. But yeah, those are our thoughts of songs that we think need to be put away for a bit. We need to listen. There's always other music.
Play all the Sons of Anarchy TV album of all 7 seasons. There you go for different music. Play that. Play that, radio.
I want the Sirius XM channel of just the Sons of Anarchy soundtrack.
All 7 seasons.
That is a killer soundtrack.
That's the best soundtrack in television history. Dad's gonna kill me.
I still have that cover of John the Revelator.
Yeah, John the Revelator.
Because I just watched that last night.
Oh, what was that? Remember? Burn it down, burn that motherfucker down, burn it down.
Almost always good covers if they do a cover.
And all the covers, it's just great. Yeah, no, there's better songs out there, folks. That's all we're saying. The radio and just overall commercials and movies overplay just one song and they beat it to death like it's a horse that owes you money and they're just beating the shit out of it like this. Hey, let's get a bat and we're going to beat this horse into glue. I want more Elton John. Like, not enough Elton John songs are played. Not enough David Bowie songs, I think, are played overall. Get more Tina Turner out there. Just all of it in general. Yeah. Like, you know what? It would be nice, even if it's just covers. Remember when the Blues Brothers did nothing but covers? Play, get their songs back out there. Blues Brothers is great. It's a great movie. It's great music. That's my favorite musical. Mm-hmm. Tired of all this crap. Okay, so yeah, radio.
Ready to close it?
Change it up, radio. We're done here. And sweating like a dog. We're just going to go on and on about just shit we're tired of hearing. You're probably tired of hearing our voice, folks. So sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're done.
I think that closes our hour.
I'm Tom.
I'm Travis. You can find me on Instagram at MusicalNoteXDR. If you want to see more of what I think and or see pictures of my dog.
Our mascot.
In the meantime.
This was Give Us the Launch Codes. Good afternoon, good evening, and I want to go to bed.
See you next time, everybody.